Okay, let's start Parshas Bala. You know, there's a verse from the Achronim. The Achronim say an idea, very nice idea. It's the Marsha and Brachas and Ches. The Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Imri Noam brings it, same place. That a Shul, or Beis Medrash, has actually the qualities of Eretz Yisrael. This is how they bring it out. The Gemara says, Amru Leilu Rabbi Yochanan, they told Rabbi Yochanan, this is Brachas Dav Ches. Ikes Savi Bebava. You know, people in Bavel are living really long. Ikes Savi Bebava. There's Sabah. There's the grandparents. There's old people in Bavel. Tama, he had a question. The Amar, it says in Kriyishma, Leman Yirbu Yamechem Vimei Benechem Alva Adama. Only in Eretz Yisrael you can have long longevity. So why are there such old people in Bavel? So they told him, well, so the Yimei Ben Ala Domitziv, Ala Bechutz Arzloi, Cave in the Amri, but once they told him, the Mekadmi Umechashki, they get up early to go to Shul, Umechashki, they stay late, at night, Lebe Kenishta, Amar Hayir Dahanile, that's where they live all. So the Marsha asks, how did you answer the question? The question was, Leman Yibu Yumechem, Vimei Venechem, Alvo Adama. Only in Eretz Yisrael you can have longevity. B'chutz la'aretz lo. So what are you telling me? Well, they go to Shul, they get up from the Vatzikin Minyan, they go to the Ashkavim Minyan. So the Marsha says, based on the Gemara Megillah says, Asidim Bati Knesiyas, Ubati Midrothi Shubabal, Sheiklu Be'eretz Yisrael. So a Shul is like you're in Israel. And just like in Israel, there's a promise. Leman Yibu Yumechem, Vimei Venechem, Al Ha'adama. When you're in a shul, you're a little bit in Israel right now, and you have the Maila of Arichas Yama. So I want to expound on this a little bit on this week's parasha. In Sefer Devarim, it says, don't forget what Moab did. They hired Bilam to give us a curse, and Hashem loves us, and Hashem turned his bracha into a klala. Hashem turned his bracha into a klala. Now, if you look in Chumash, where does it say anything he turned his bracha into a klala? It just, most of the psukim says he gave us a bracha. Where does it say anywhere that he was trying to curse us and that Hashem turned the curse into a bracha? Okay, so this is answered by a Gemara in Masechet Tainis. It's a Rashi in Tainis that answers this question. The Rashi in Tainis is like this. It's a beautiful Gemara. You got another Gemara? The Gemara says, better a smack from a friend than a kiss from an enemy. Okay? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmenim, Rabbi Yonasan, Maidip Siv. Ne'emanim, more trustworthy, better. Pitze Ohev, a blow, a smack from someone who loves you. V'na'ataris, the contrary, is Neshika Soini, the kiss of an enemy. Better to get a smack from your best friend than get a kiss from your enemy. You never know what agenda he has. Toiva klava shekil achia shulani. Achia shulani. He was a navi for Taiso. He gave us a patch. He gave us rebuke. He said that we should be like a kana, a reed that's struck down. His klala is better than the bracha Bilam gave us. Tova klava shekil achia shulani. So yoisan mir birchas shebirchan Bilam arasha. Achia shulani kila mikana. He said, Klai Yisrael should be like a reed. You know, on the beach, there's like reeds growing. Amalem Yisrael, v'higa Hashem Yisrael kashin yonud hakana. Hashem should smite you down like the wind smites down a kana. But think about it. Ma kana zeh ayimeh b'makamayim. A kana is always by water, so it's always getting, it's never going to dry out. Gizom machlev, if you cut the reed in half, it'll regenerate. Shirasha berubim, it has a lot of roots. If a wind comes and knocks it down, it comes back up. The wind stops. Bilam Rasha cursed them like an erez. This week's parashik. So the pasuk says, you should be like a cedar. So what's a cedar? At first, cedar sounds like a much bigger bracha. A cedar strong. Cedars don't grow near water. Ain't gizel machlif. If you chop it down, it doesn't regenerate. Ain't shirasha merubim, but it's shirasha and not merubim. I feel kol haruchim shiroilam. And if a wind comes, it doesn't knock it down. But if you have a hurricane, give and should know you should play a ruach. The rain is akrasi, then akrasi alpanim. A hurricane can knock it out. Okay, so that's what it says. The klala that Achia gave us, like a reed, is better than the bracha of Bila Marasha. Because Bila Marasha said we should be blessed like an Erez. An Erez is not near water. Okay, but Rashi asks the question, what does it mean? The pasuk says, Ka'arazim alimayim. So Rashi says, right, this is the basic, fundamental way to understand what was going on here. Bilam said you should be like an Erez. Okay, Rashi says, Va'afu gaf t'ksiv b'kra ka'arazim alimayim. Ha'hulav Bilam kamar. The Bilam ama ka'arazim. Bilam just said you should be like an Erez, not near water. V'hamalach heshivo alimayim. V'chein kulu. The Bilam ama k'nechalim. The Zimlin, the Mevakshin, the Mesyayimshin, the Kamle Hamalach Nitoyu. So the Rashi is explaining every one of these brachas, sometimes it's easy to figure out, sometimes not. Every one of these brachas, Bilam attempted to give a klala, and Hashem turned it into a bracha. So for example, he said, you should be like an Erez that could dry up. The Malach said, Alimayim, an Erez. Ke Nechalim, you should be like a Nachal. A Nachal could be like a Wadi. A wadi is a river that during the winter months it runs, and during the summer months it dries up. So he said you should be like Nechal. And Hashem said, me tell you, like an ever-bubbling brook. Okay, so each one, that's what it means. Okay. So now I want to tell you over a very nice Gemara. The Gemara brought in Sanhedrin, and that Kofi says the following. Now, to go through these tzukim, you can see what's in his heart. Rashi, the Gemara says that these tzukim from Zion through like the next few tzukim, there are 10 brachas which are really close. He davened there shouldn't be a shul and no basic knessets. So you see, what did he really want? He wanted there should be no shul. And what did the pasuk say? Matoy v'olach v'yakev mishkanei sef Yisrael. So again, from the pasuk, we just see that he said, how great are your tents of Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses? That's what he said. But we can see what was in his heart. He said, the second curse is there should be no Shrina. And then the third bracha is there should be no Malchus. And the Gemara goes through all 10 different klalas he attempted, and Hashem made it come out the way it came out. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara has something very ominous. Every one of these brachas, klalas, every one of these klalas came true when we went into galus. The only one that did not become true is the klala of Bati Kedusiyas or Bati Midrashis. So out of these 10, the Gemara Kufay says 10 klalas he gave us, the only one that's still a bracha, the rest are klalas. The only one is Matoyu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanei Sef Yisrael, that Bati Kedusiyas and Bati Midrashis we still have shuls. The rest, we should have a kingdom, we should have all these beautiful brachas that Bilam HaRashi sent us, they all eventually came true according to what was in his heart. And the idea is like this. The Gemara in Ma'ikatim, very briefly I'll tell it to you, the Gemara says that there was these two Tanoim, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told his son, go get a bracha from these two Tanoim. This is on Ma'ikatim, that Fesim Adet. Okay, so the Gemara says they went to them, and these two Tanom gave a bracha to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son. Listen to this bracha. Yehei Rav, which should be Hashem's will, the Tizra, you should plant, v'loi sech tzad, you should never harvest. Te'ul, you should come up, v'loi tepuk, you should never leave. Tepuk, you should go out, v'loi te'ul, you should never come back in. Lichur Besach, your house should be destroyed. Leisiv, which bezich, you should be stuck in a hotel. Levavel peturek, your table should be messed up. Vloy tefli shayt echadati, you shouldn't see the new year. It sounds like he gave him a whole slew of klalos. So he was very upset. Rav Blaz, he comes down to his father, and his father said, "Nu, let me hear the bracha these tanon gave you." He said, "Not only they didn't give me a bracha, let me buy grufu lebirchan to uri tiyaron. He gave me a klal, he gave me terrible tsar. Amalei mai, what was it? See, they told him." Amalei, his father, Shimon Bar Yochai, told his son, Hanach kula birchas aninu. Everything he told you is a bracha. Tizra, you're going to plant v'leisech tzad. It really means, toilet bonim v'leimut. You're going to have children, and they're never going to die. Toyo v'lei tepuk. You should bring in and not take out. Your son-in-laws should get married, and they're not going to die, and the daughter-in-law is not going to have to go back to her father's house. Every one of these is really a bracha. So what do you see from this Gemara? That I could say something that according to the way I speak, it means something, but we follow really deep down what goes into your heart. So really, as I mentioned before, Bilam had in his heart ominous curses against Klal Yisrael. So why didn't it happen? The answer is, until Gullus, all these clothes that Bilam gave us really were brought Matay Vulach Yaakov Mishkan Yisef Yisrael. All these all these brothers, deep in his heart, he wanted to curse the Jews. While they were in Eretz Yisrael with this special Hashgacha brothers, Hashem protected them. But as soon as they went into Galus, everything becomes bottle because we go after a person's heart when it comes to brothers. Right. But except for one bracha, Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Yisef Yisrael. Because that, when you're in a shul, you still have the mile of Eretz Yisrael. You still have the special. That one was Makoyim. The bracha was
like.
That's the idea. Every bracha when we go to Galus, what was in Bilam's heart came to fruition. Because as you see, that sometimes my color goes after what's in your heart. While we're in Eretz Yisrael, there's a special Einei Hashem like Echaba Mereshus Hashanah and Achmed Shanah. When we went into Galus, we didn't have that protection anymore. But while you're in Shul, you're still in Eretz Yisrael. Matoivu Lech Yaakov Mishkan Yisef Yisrael.
Beautiful. Shabbat Shalom.